Welcome to Jack Healy's Log Cabin Jamboree. Fun and Melody is brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup, for that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, and hot biscuits that final touch of deliciousness.
California.
What's the hyphen for, Jack?
To keep Alabama away from California.
Well, tell me, Jack, where did you get those large circles under your eyes?
Warren, if you had to watch the game through a knot hole, you'd have circles under your eyes, too.
Well, Jack, don't tell me you couldn't get a ticket.
Warren, I pulled every string I know of, and I couldn't get a ticket.
Oh, but you've got a lot of influential friends in this town. Did you see the governor?
I sure did. He has a knot hole right next to me.
Jack, there must have been a terrific crowd there.
Oh, there was, Warren. And, you know, a big husky fella came along and tried to get my knot hole away from me.
He did?
Yes. He started a fight with me, and he knocked me down, and I got up. And then he knocked me down the second time, and I got up. And he knocked me down the third time, and I got mad, and I kicked him.
Oh. You shouldn't have done that, Jack.
Well, it was the third down. I had to kick. Come in. Come in. Who's at the door? Come in. What are you knocking on that door for?
I guess it's just the tomboy in me.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Wendy. Say, I saw you at the game with Don Wilson, the radio announcer, and you seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yes, Jack. Don kept me in stitches all through the game.
I didn't know he was that funny.
Well, he isn't, but he was reading me Jack Benny's program for tomorrow night.
Well, why didn't you read him our program for the night?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. He went there to enjoy himself.
He went, huh? As if I care.
Oh, but Jack, you should have seen poor Don. He couldn't locate his feet. When he got to tier 7, they sent him to tier 8.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got to tier 8, they sent him to tier 9.
Mm.
He looked so funny, I went into stitches all over again.
Oh, I see. While you were in stitches, he was in tears. Wendy, I want to tell you something. You shouldn't go out so often with Don Wilson. You know that people are talking.
Really, Jack? What are they saying?
They're saying, there goes Don with the Wendy.
Say, Jack, how did you like the game today?
Oh, it was wonderful, Virginia.
Say, Jack, remember last year when we couldn't afford to go?
Yeah.
And remember how we walked away up on a hill near the Rose Bowl to watch the game?
Yeah. Then some other people came up on the hill and we had to watch the game.
Rah, rah, rah. Sis, boom, bah. Here comes Fiorito, nature in the raw. oh, boy, am I exhausted watching the big game in the Hollywood Bowl.
But, Ted, the big game was held in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, don't tell me how far back I had to sit.
Why didn't you go to the Rose Bowl?
I'm afraid to go out where there are big crowds.
What do you fear from them? What do you fear from the mob?
Just as I thought, a lot you know about football.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I went to college and I belong to an exclusive society. You should see my fraternity pin.
You mean fraternity pin. Take it off and let me look at it, Ted.
What, lose my trousers?
Ah, my lot you know about college.
Yeah? What would you say if I told you I spent a term at Wellesley College, and oh boy, did I have fun?
Wellesley College? That's for girls.
Oh boy, did I have fun.
Weren't you afraid the teacher would catch you, Ted?
It wasn't the teacher I was worried about. It was my principal.
Some class to that joke. Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Haley, but I'm sorry to be interrupting you, but can you let me have a dime for a cup of coffee?
Well, yes, sir. Here you are.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Haley.
Say, you don't appear to be an ordinary panhandler.
Oh, I'm not. I was a millionaire.
Yeah?
I had my own home, cars, a yacht, everything that money could buy. But look at me now, dead broke, not a penny to my name.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What caused it? Bad investment?
No, worse than that.
Stock market?
No, worse than that.
Well, was it gambling?
No, it was worse than that.
And then what was it?
I bought 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Jack, have you made your New Year's resolution yet?
No, I haven't, Warren.
Well, I've already made mine.
You have?
Yes, Jack, I realize that ever since our program started, I've been hurling insults at you. And, Jack, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Warren.
No, Jack, I made a sincere resolution that from today on, I'm never going to call you any of those old names again.
You really mean that, Warren? No more of those old names?
No, sirree. But wait until you hear the new ones I've got.
Listen, Warren, some of these days... the phone, I guess. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Haley, I made a resolution to call this program today.
You did?
Yes, Mr. Haley. I've listened to every radio program this past year, and I know without a doubt that your program is the finest on the air, and you, why, you are the greatest comedian of them all.
Oh, thank you, but who are you?
I'm just a dreamer.
Hey, Ted, come here.
Yes, Jack.
What are you cutting out this year?
The same thing as last year.
What's that, Ted?
Paper dye.
Aren't you making any resolutions this year, Ted?
Jack, I'm going to do everything in my power to improve this program.
Now, Ted, don't tell me that you're leaving us.
Of course I'm not leaving. But I did make a resolution to go out with Carol Lombard this year.
But, Ted, what will you do if Carol Lombard doesn't resolve to go out with you?
Don't bother me with details.
Say, Warren, I've got a swell idea.
What is it, Jack?
Well, people make New Year's resolutions in private. That's that Fiorita.
Have me talking just like him.
And they make resolutions in private, and they're easy to break, aren't they?
That's right.
But if people made resolutions publicly, they wouldn't break them so quickly. Don't you think? Or do they?
Well, what's your idea, Jack?
Well, let's invite anyone from the audience to come up here and publicly make their New Year's resolution.
That's a great idea.
How about it, folks? Is there anyone who wants to come up here and make a resolution? Who's going to be the first one to start the resolution?
I'll start one, Mr. Haley. Fellow workers, done with capital, done with labor, done with your bosses, done with everything.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's that?
I invited you up here to make a resolution.
I thought you said revolution, boy.
How about you, mister?
I'd like to make a resolution, Mr. Haley.
Go right ahead, sir.
Mr. Haley, I'm not going to smoke, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to give any party.
You're giving up a lot, aren't you?
I have to, I'm broke.
Close that door, will you? He's broke. I spent New Year's Eve at the Trocadero and he's complaining.
Is that where you were last night, Jack?
Yes, Warren. It was New Year's Eve and I went first class. I drove up in front of the Trocadero and the man said, "May I take your car, Mr. Haley?" I said, "Yes." I didn't know he was from the finance company.
Mr. Haley, do you mind if I make a resolution?
Not at all, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I've been listening to your radio programs, and I hereby resolve never to look at a sheet of music again, and I resolve never to play a note again as long as I live.
Well, who are you?
I'm Ted Fiorito's music teacher.
How do you like that? Say, Warren, we're getting away from our resolutions. Who's next? Here's a distinguished-looking gentleman. Mr., did you come up here to make a resolution?
Yeah, I didn't come here for dilly-dilly. 30 days, got September, April, June, and November. All the rest got 31, except February, we kept 28. And believe me, it's a shame to pay a full month's rent for only 28 days.
Why, Liz, you're up here to make a resolution, please.
Just don't watch me because I was host enough today in Pasadena.
Oh, so you saw the parade today in Pasadena?
Oh, sure. I saw there the tournament of the Rosenblum.
Then you saw one of the most wonderful spectacles we have here in California.
Yeah, man. You know, Mr. Haley, was there such a crowd? And what flowers? I saw over 1 million flowers.
How many?
1,000 flowers.
How many?
100.
How many?
All right, so there was a fella there with a carnation in his buttonhole.
What was the most interesting float that you saw?
Oh, there was one float, Mr. Haley, with a girl dressed from head to foot in oranges. And I had all I could do to keep myself from jumping up on the float and hugging the girl.
You did?
Yeah. Can I help it if I like to squeeze oranges?
That must have been a very lovely float.
Indeed. And you know, there was another float representing a battleship, all made out of oranges.
A battleship made out of oranges?
Yeah, they were naval oranges.
They were naval. I didn't know that an orange is a favorite fruit of the Navy.
It isn't.
It isn't? Then what is?
An apple.
Hey, the lights are out. What's happened?
I guess you're wondering who I am and what I'm going to do. I'm the ghost of 1937. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Why, listen, ghost, there's something wrong. I thought that you had gone.
Not yet, my son. The year is dead, but the memory lingers on. You all welcomed me 12 months ago with tears and howls of glee. You promised me 1 million things, then disappointed me.
Why, ghost of the departed year, I'm surprised the way you talk. We've had worse years than you before. I can't see why you squawk.
Oh, surprised to hear my just complaint. Surprised to hear me beat. Why, since the day I came to life, you fill my days with grief, with business bad, and strife and shame, and war on Asia's slope. It shows you humans never learn. You're just a bunch of dope.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Ghost. That's not quite fair to us. Other years have carried loads and never raised a fuss. They've had their wars, catastrophes, and never stopped to cry. They carried on without complaint, and one by one passed by.
That's true, young man. But no other year ever carried such a curse as the one I got 3 months ago. No grief was ever worse.
I can't imagine what it is that caused you so much pain. What's worse than war, depression, or the Civil War in Spain?
12 weeks ago, I got a curse, a load I could not bear. On top of all my troubles, Haley, you went on there.
think that you're crazy. You're the victim of a dipsy doodle. Oh, but it's not your mind that's hazy. It's your tongue that's a fault like a noodle song. You better listen and try to be good and try to do all the things that you should. The dipsy doodle will get you someday, and you'll think you're crazy. The things that you say, like rhythm got high and hot am I. That's the way the dipsy doodle works. The dipsy doodle's a thing to beware. The dipsy doodle will get in your head, and if it gets you, it couldn't be worse. The things you say will come out in a verse like me love I and me love you. That's the way the dipsy doodle works. The dipsy doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late, and then you'll read that the terrible face like the moon jumped over the cow hit diddle. That's the way the dipsy doodle works. When you think that you're crazy and you're the victim of the dipsy doodle, but it's not your mind that's crazy. It's your tongue that's the fault, not your noodle. You better listen and try to be good and try to do all the things that you should. The dipsy doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy. The things that you say, like rhythm die and hot am I. That's the way the dipsy doodle works.
That was Virginia Vero singing the Dipsy Doodle. And here is Warren Howe.
Thanks, Jack. Friends, let's listen to two neighbors meeting at their morning marketing. One of them is just completing her grocery order.
And the pancake flour and some log cabin syrup, please.
Log cabin syrup? Yes, ma'am.
You know that it looks as if George were going to have pancakes and log cabin for breakfast tomorrow. And not only George, I'm eating a real breakfast these mornings, too. You know, I checked with my doctor on what Virginia Barrow said on the log cabin syrup program the other night, and he backed it up.
What do you mean?
Well, he said that all active people need a real breakfast.
But isn't a breakfast like that apt to be sucky?
Oh, not at all. You cut down on dinner a bit because all you do afterwards is sit around and don't use up any energy. And then you add to your breakfast because you use the energy through the day. Both George and I feel so much better this way.
Well, I think I'll try that with Fred. We haven't had pancakes in ages, and I know Fred will go for them.
And friends, try eating a real breakfast yourself tomorrow. Serve pancakes or waffles and log cabin syrup at least twice during the week. Then see how much better you and your whole family feel along about 11 o'clock morning, especially in these cold winter months. But on your pancakes or waffles, make sure you use luscious, mellow log cabin syrup to add the final touch of deliciousness. No wonder it's the largest selling fine table syrup in America. Your grocer has log cabin syrup. Get some first thing.
Virginia, come here a minute, will you?
What is it, Jack?
I'm making a New Year's resolution right now, never to kiss you anymore.
Why, Jack? Well, Jack, you just kissed me.
Oh, shucks, I broke my resolution.
Oh, you shouldn't do that with all these people listening in.
Don't worry. I'll ask them to pardon us. Listen, folks, if we seem to be gazing blankly at the moon above, please pardon us, we're in love.
If we seem to do things in public we've been dreaming of, when you pardon us, we're in love.
If we seem sort of kind of lackadaisical,
it's cause we feel love our end of basical.
I think I can learn a lesson here. Do you mind if I draw up a chair?
Wait, Ted. Teddy, please don't stare. See if you get in our hair.
Here's a please. Pardon us, we're in love.
Why does everybody look at us so funny? Wonder what we do or say makes them laugh at us that way.
Oh, honey, yes, we kind of know what strikes them funny. Living population.
Here's our explanation. Love is on the air tonight. On a coast-to-coast hookup.
Never thought I'd call, but now I hear love call. I'm getting
holding hands and stop to kiss on a busy thoroughfare. And it's the way we stare seems to get in your hair.
Well, excuse us, please.
Accept our apology.
We tender our regrets.
We're sorry, folks. What can we say, folks, after we say we're sorry?
Oh, please. Please. Please.
Pardon us, we're in love.
That was Virginia Vero and yours truly singing, Please Pardon Us, We're in Love. Now, ladies, come in.
I'd
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
I heard you making resolutions on the air, and I resolved to come right down here and try once more to interest you in my merchandise.
Now, look, mister, I'm a very busy man, and I don't want to buy anything.
Don't you remember me, Mr. Haley? Don't you remember I was here several weeks ago and tried to sell you some jokes?
Say, you're not the man with the joke meter hen.
Precisely, and I've got Tilly, my joke meter hen, right here in the bag. Quiet, Tilly, quiet.
Now listen, mister, I told you the last time you were here that I didn't need your jokes, and I don't need them now.
Mr. Haley, I beg to differ with you. I've been listening to your programs, and believe me, you need this clap to clip.
I don't remember. Just what does Tilly, this hen, do?
Well, you tell a joke. If it's good, Tilly does nothing. If it's bad, you'll hear from her. Right, Tilly? Right. Now, you go right ahead, Mr. Haley, and tell a joke.
All right. All right, I'll tell one. Here goes. The moth leads a funny life. He spends the winter in a bathing suit and the summer in a fur coat. Oops. Hey, that hen just laid an egg.
And so did your joke. You see, Haley, you're getting the idea.
Say, that's all right. Nice looking hen, too. Say, do you mind if I tell another joke?
No, go right ahead. You can't fool Tilly.
All right.
Right on her toes.
All right, here's one. More money is spent at Christmas time than any other time of the year. But still, poor old Santa Claus is always in the red. I didn't care for that one myself. Say, when you were here before, didn't you tell me that you sold a lot of the comedians on the air jokes?
Absolutely. I not only sell them jokes, I also sell them the eggs.
Oh, I forget. How much are the eggs?
At 35 cents a dozen.
Well, how much are the jokes?
30 cents a dozen.
Why do you charge more for the eggs?
Well, look at the wear and hair on the tin.
He's fumbling worse than Alabama did.
How is that? As a matter of fact, Mr. Haley, Tilly comes by her talents very naturally.
She does?
Yes, indeed. Before she was born, her mother was frightened by a radio comedian.
That's who the radio comedian is.
Mr. Haley, let's not be enemies. Look, this hen is really a house pet. She was born under my bed.
Oh, I see. A spring chicken.
Quiet, Tilly.
Hey, she laid two eggs that time.
Yeah,
what's the idea of the second egg?
But she ad-libbed that one.
That's mighty white of her. But I think that this hen is a fake. You got to... I do, too. Quiet. I think you got to train to lay eggs whether my jokes are good or bad.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'll tell a good joke and we'll see the difference. Now, here's a new one. I just found out that Papa Dion is a politician because when he heard his wife presented him with five children, he yelled, "I demand a recount."
For a minute, I thought Tilly was going to double cross you. Well, I think you've convinced me and I'm ready to do business with you.
Wait a minute, Jack. Before you give him any money, why don't you let the hen hear a joke from me, a rank outsider?
I wouldn't call you an outsider, Ted.
Would you mind if I tell a joke, mister?
No, go right ahead. You can't fool Tilly.
All right. I like to go out with my stenographer because she's just my type.
Oh, look. Hey, Tilly, be quiet. Take it easy, old girl.
Did you stop
it? No, she's right up in the aisle.
What do we do?
I don't know. She's never been like that. Stop, Tilly.
Quick, control yourself.
Tell a good joke. That'll stop.
All right, I'll tell one. Two Charlie sales will stop at a farmhouse.
No, that won't work. Tell another one.
All right, there were two Irishmen, Pat and Mike.
Now, all right, do something.
She's got that old feeling.
What was that?
Sounds like he laid a cornerstone.
Tilly, please, speak to me. What's wrong? I should never come back on this program. I should have known better.
Oh, Tilly.
See what she's done? Till he passed out. My prize bullet. My prize bullet. I gotta go get a doctor.
Jesse left the hand here. What are you gonna do with it?
I don't know, but I'm the first one on radio to get the Pulitzer Prize. I know that. Take it, Ted. She's right again.
Ted Fiorito and the orchestra playing I Double Dare You. Now, before Jack Haley returns, ladies, here's some really exciting news. Already, thousands of women everywhere are now making better pancakes with that fine copper griddle Log Cabin is offering. And because we're sure that you, too, want one of these Log Cabin griddles for your pancakes, we urge you to act at once and take advantage of this offer. Let me tell you again about this griddle and how easy it is to get one for yourself. First, about the griddle. It's a solid copper griddle, beautifully finished in chromium. It's about 8 inches in diameter, light in weight, and with a non-heat conducting handle that's easy to hold. This griddle has a guaranteed retail value of $1.50 or more. And besides being ideal for your pancakes, you'll find it perfect for frying bacon, sausages, and many other things. Now, how to get this griddle? Here's all you do. Send your name and address with only 50 cents in stamps or coins to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. There are no strings to this offer. Anyone can get one of these griddles while our supply lasts. We're offering you this griddle because we're sure that if you like it, you'll at least try Log Cabin Syrup. And we know you'll like that. And so I repeat. Just send your name and address with only 50 cents in stamps or coins to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is for a limited time only. Good while the supply lasts. And it's going fast. So send for your griddle right away.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin Syrup on your pancakes and waffles. Happy New Year, and so, good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Vell, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
Welcome to Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree.
Entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1/2 hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. And at 8:30, another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood, starring Jack Haley. Heard on the program was a selection of Thank You for a Lovely Evening from Palais Royal Review, Anything Goes from the show of that name, Please Pardon Us, We're in Love from You Can't Have Everything, and The Lady of the Tramp from Babes in Arms. This program came to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.